Another aspect of the doing no harm, and in fact is beyond doing no harm, and that is sort of collective action to safeguard historic places or natural places, World Heritage Sites. And that really comes out of the roots of the origins of the creation of the convention. How well do you think countries are doing that kind of help to other World Heritage Sites in other countries?
There certainly are examples of, you know, countries that adopt other countries, you know, a kind of twinning, not from place to place, but country to country. I've seen that with Belgium, for example, in Europe, sort of thinking, well, maybe we owe something to some of the countries that we, in Africa, where we were once involved, and maybe we could, not as a way of paying for our sins, but just in the modern day, maybe we could try to take up some of the responsibilities they confront with less resources than we have, and share the process of developing nominations, share the process of developing management instruments that are appropriate for those conditions. I've seen that happen from, you know, on a small number of occasions where that kind of collective action has brought a couple of countries together. But it hasn't happened very often. I think when you're easily defeated with the lack of resources question, you know, it's unfortunate because it doesn't always mean resources. You know, it simply means sharing. It means developing the habit of sharing. And if you can develop that habit with X number of countries in the world, it's very positive. I think the recent tendency to see more, I guess, transboundary serial nominations come forward could work in this direction. It's a kind of complicated tendency with positives and negatives. Sometimes I think it's quite legitimate, you know, where the countries themselves decide that they've found something in common that they want to work on together. And if they can overcome the obstacle of getting, you know, six different ministers of culture to sit in the room at the same time, so at least to give a chapeau to this venture so that it could proceed individually in a common framework, it can produce, I think, very good results. But and I think that's that habit, once encouraged, you know, for the creation or the formation of a serial inscription, can continue long after the serial inscription might be in place. It might become a kind of just, well, we work together on these things, so we'll continue to work together on other things once that habit is developed. So I think that's always there as a potential, but I think it's too little realized. And when it's realized, I think, well, a lot of the examples I've cited have been where there's been an effort to work together on something, be it nominations, be it conservation. When too often, when countries get together, it turns into a one-way flow of resources from the developed country to the developing country. And this can be the recolonization of those countries.